the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
It's that time of year again. Time to get loco with your favorite independent local music magazine, Discorder. The annual Discorder fundraiser night will be going down March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Featuring local greats Sun Wizard, Man Your Horse, The Adulthood Village, DJ sets by Deggernaut, swag by way of a silent auction, and artwork from some ridiculously talented local artists. Bring yourself and a friend and get down to the Biltmore early. Doors are at 8, the show starts at 9, and tickets will be available at the door. For more info, check out discorder.ca, CITR.ca, or search for Discorder Fundraiser on Facebook. The Discorder Fundraiser, Thursday, March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Hello, good morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Paulette. This is a student feature hour. It's Wednesday. It's beautiful again, even though it's kind of cloudy, kind of rainy. So you heard it. There is going to be a Discorder fundraiser party. It's going to be a big deal. I'm really excited. We have an awesome lineup. So as some of you know, Discorder and CITR are under the same umbrella. We're BFFs here on campus. So basically, this Thursday at the Biltmore Cabaret, which is just kind of off of Main, we are going to have a show, a lot of shows. There's going to be Sun Wizard. Sun Wizard is playing, Man Your Horse is playing, The Adulthood is playing, Village is playing, and we have some DJs. I know Deggernaut is playing, and we have a silent auction. So we have so many donations from, I don't know, like from the Calabash Bistro, from the Bite Kitchen, from Blim, from Coop, Mint Records, Vinyl Records, Splits Burgers, yum. Lucky's Comics, and all these other things. There's artwork from some of our local artists. It's a big deal. It's going to be a lot of fun. We are all CITR peeps are going to be there, so you should come down and join us. Yeah, it's going to be a lovely, 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 lovely time. So what was I playing for you guys? I started off with, I played Purity Ring. That song was called Bellas Speak, and it's off of Purity Ring 7-inch split with Braids. These are two Canadian bands. Both Purity Ring and Braids are Canadian. And then I played Lemonade by Braids. And yeah, that's basically all I've played so far. I have a lot of really fun stuff lined up for you guys. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on around town. Some things I found, I stumbled upon on the internet that I think are really funny. And hopefully play lots of really good tunes to get you guys started over your hump day, actually, to finish off the beginning of the week and to launch yourselves into the weekend, because really the weekend starts Thursday. At least it does for me. I don't know about for everybody else in the world, but it should start Thursday. Yeah. All right. So here you are with The Growlers. The Growlers came to town recently. The Growlers rock. I'm going to play a song by them, and I'm going to play a song by The Luds, because they did a split. They did a split record between them, between The Growlers and The Luds. I'm going to play something from those bands, and I'm going to play a lot more. So stay tuned. This is Paulette Cameron. You're listening to CITR 101.9 at UBC. This is a student special hour.
Change, people don't change. You still got a lot of trouble.
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the Student Special Hour, and I'm your host, Paulette. That was Peach Kelly Pop. That song was called Do the Egg Roll, and it's off of her album, Peach Kelly Pop. Ryan just scared me. I jumped like 5 feet into the air. That was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. Ryan, have you heard of Peach Kelly Pop?
I have not heard of Peach Kelly Pop,
She's
Paulette.
She's from Montreal. She's very cool. That was like bubblegum pop music.
Bubblegum?
Bubblegum, like psychedelia coming out of Montreal, and I like it.
Nice, nice. Did you play the Hunk CD already?
I didn't play it.
Oh, I saw him on Saturday.
How was it?
It was incredible.
Sweet.
I'd say the highlight of the night was when he took his... He stripped down to just his leather thong and then, like, pulled the string butt part of the thong out and had people in the front row smell it.
No.
Yeah.
That's lovely.
It was. I'm glad I wasn't in the front row, but it was awesome.
Oh, dear. Well, I just played Peach Kelly Pop, and I played the Strange Boys.
No, nice.
I did them.
The new one? Their new album?
I played I'll Be Brave.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's a better album. Boys and Girls Club is their best one.
Sweet.
It's amazing.
And then I played two Growler songs.
Oh, nice.
And I played Bloods. So that was fun. We were having fun. So, Ryan, what's new with your life?
Nothing. I've stormed the wall again today.
Oh,
I think we're actually first.
No way.
Or something.
Wait, how does storm the wall even work?
So there's four parts to the race. First, there's a person swims 9 laps of the pool.
Oh.
And then there's a 200-meter sprint. And then there's like a 6-kilometer bike race. I think it's six. I'm not sure, actually. Maybe 4-kilometer bike race.
Okay.
And then a 1-kilometer run. And then everyone on your team has to go over the wall.
Everybody has to go over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Which part did you do?
I did the sprint.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. But I don't know if I'm doing that or the 1K run today.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah,
that's
exciting. What's new in your life?
What's new in my life? Nothing. I'm going to Seattle.
So oh, nice.
It's going to be rad.
When?
On Friday.
Oh, really?
Friday morning at 6 a.m.
I'm going next, a week from today, actually.
Are you? Well, you're from there, aren't you?
Yeah. Chip. Are you going to see a show, or?
Actually, Hugo from the station is
playing. Oh, nice. Some weed.
Yes. The band Weed is playing. I think Babysitter's playing with them, and Cousins.
Awesome.
Cousins is from Halifax.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
We should play them.
We should. I'll do that. But right now I'm going to play Uncle Bad Touch, because I can. They're also from Montreal, and they're also bubblegum psychedelia, which is really rad.
Is that just your, that's your genre of the day?
That's my genre today, I think.
Excellent.
I think falls into that category.
Yeah, I'll put him in. I'll give him bubblegum. I don't know how psychedelic he is, but
whatever,
he's bubblegum.
Really, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
All right, so you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is a student special hour.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Friday, March 30th, it's a quadruple threat at the Interurban. Catch the Shilohs, Hello Moon, the High Drops, and Dan Williams Art Show. With DJs Elliot Way and JP Doucette, shoegazing is definitely allowed as you chill to the sounds of folk, experimental, and dreamy rock pop all night long. Doors are at 8 and advance tickets are available at Scratch Records. That's the Shilohs, Hello Moon, and the High Drops. The Shilohs at the Interurban Gallery are proudly sponsored by CITR.
Soul I pray to keep. Insomniac, bad dreams got me losing sleep. I'm dead tired, my mind playing tricks. Deceit, a face in a glass, unable to admit defeat. All that I am, all that I was is history. The past unravel, adding insult to this injury. I'm fighting the battle for the soul of the century. Destiny is everything that I pretend to be. Look, and what I did came back to me eventually. The music played on and told me I was meant to be awake. It's unresolved like everything I had at stake. Illegal activity controls my black symphony. Orchestrated like it happened incidentally. Oh, there I go, from a man to a memory. Damn, I wonder if my fam will remember me.
I've lost a lot of sleep to dreams.
I need more cowbell, Bruce Dickinson. Watch a bit about the miracle of giving birth. Calculated watch, typing up all the integers. Me and Tim, baking soda with the vinegar. Teacher said our test both scored oddly similar. I'm at the back where the hot hose is. Not listening, but learning via osmosis. Textbook pillow, you do not know shit. In comparison to us, yep, socks go Tim.
The drop is real.
The new style, new flavor.
It's the hottest thing.
The new super dynamite soul.
I don't mess with sidearms. Stick to the Krylon. I find me up in driver's ed riding over pylons. Like Einstein flunk, but get my grind on. Mix some dynamite and ignite in the ticking time bomb.
Jump to the boogie to pump up the booger.
Give a punk noogies and we get drunk with some. My brother not a hung jury, let me get some. I'm just serving in the determined to pump up the bus.
I've been to the movies, but haven't seen 3D yet. My actions in the bathroom made Phoebe jet. And even though my rhymes get the VG wet, I flunk French cause I misspelled BC Clet. I can't stand math, then I bombed history. Somehow even art got bombed miserably. Besides, even though I'm gone instantly, creepy is the theme song for Unsolved Mysteries.
Here is the human heart, which you can see is actually located in the center of your chest.
101.9 CITR. That was Toronto hip-hop group Teen Burger, and the album was Burger Time. Love the Spicoli sample at the beginning of that track. Before that, you heard The Roots album Undone. The song was Sleep, and then Paulette started that set off with a request. The band was Young Magic off their Sparkly 7-inch, and the song was of the same title. Next on the student special, I have a song off the new Dr. Dog album, Be the Void. This is called The Old Black Hole, That Old Black Hole, on 101.9 CITR.
I don't know how to say it, but I know that I can show you. My time, my boots are tight. private room. Yeah, yeah. I wanna get a private room.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
CITR. We're back on the student special, and I'm joined with the lovely Gracie Face herself.
That's me. Hello.
No longer the president.
Ex-prez.
CITR.
When I become a DJ, I'll become DJ Ex-prez.
DJ Ex-prez.
Not dead prez.
No.
There ain't no dead prezes around, but ex.
Because CITR is bigger than hip-hop.
We're more than that. You don't put baby in the corner, hip-hop. And you don't put CITR in a box.
That's right.
Sure.
That's okay.
This is what Ryan does to my brain on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I know. So you just heard Hunks, formerly of Hunks and His Punks, although it's still the same band minus one lady. I saw them on Saturday at the Waldorf. Great show. I just mentioned this to Paulette, but I'm going to tell Grace too because it's something she wants to know.
Yeah.
So I'd say the highlight of the show was either A, him exposing his wiener to the whole crowd and touching it to the faces of people in the front row.
Wow.
Or turning around and pulling out the back strap of his leather black thong and making people smell the butt part of it.
Wow. Because
yeah.
I think that last week I was watching an interview. It was with Nardwar.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And the band. And apparently he has urinated on
all
people.
All the members. Yeah.
All the members in the band and crowds. And he's still loved.
Yeah. Paulette went to, he came like 6 months ago or something, and Paulette said he peed in a can. And, like, passed it to people in the crowd, and they drank it.
Just not good stuff. What was I going to say? Speaking of Nardwar, though, have you heard about how, one, his interview with Grimes kind of gone a little bit viral on the internet?
Two,
he's in GQ this month, or at least on GQ Online, which is kind of crazy. And then three, there's, like, a Twitter campaign now to try and get him on, I think it was, like, the David Letterman show or Conan or something, some kind of late night. So if you, yeah, I feel like those at home right now should probably just Google Nardwuar and then watch all the above, vote.
You got to know your Vancouver history, people.
Tweet, etc.
Yes. And yes, on the Hunks thing, the advice I can give is go to a Hunks concert. It was incredible, but just sit like three rows back, and you'll be safe from any bodily fluids or penises. Most penises. I can't guarantee that. Before Hunks, you heard The Mallard, and the song was "You Got the Critics" off their album "Yes on Blood." Before that, you heard Dr. Dog. Did you ever read the children's book Dr. Dog?
No.
It was like this family, and their family doctor was this dog, and then it was like all these life lessons, like Jimmy has a really bad cough. He smokes cigarettes in the garage. Don't do that. And then it's like Mike's butthole itches because he has worms. Or it's so weird.
This sounds really strange. I remember Redford, the big red dog.
Oh, Clifford?
Clifford, thank you. Clifford. Redford.
Redford.
Same difference.
Yeah, whatever. Yes, that was that set. Next, we are playing a Grace pick for you. This is, it's on the Winnie Cooper site, another Vancouver staple that you should all know about. This is Pigeon Row, or it's the Albertans.
Yes.
The album is Pigeon Row.
Tell us. It's brand new. It was just put online 2 days ago, I believe, on the 26th. And so it's new Albertans. They're actually coming by. We're sponsoring their show. They're playing with... They might actually be playing with Caveman on 420. Mm. Yes, they are.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, they are. A show for the ages. The Albertans, interestingly enough, I believe that they're actually between Brooklyn and Vancouver. I don't actually think they're from Alberta. Need to do a little bit of soul searching on that one, but
well, I guess like
to be announced.
You probably have to cross through Alberta sometimes if you're going from Vancouver to Brooklyn.
That's true, but then therefore I could just tell people I'm from like the middle of Saskatchewan because I've been between Montreal and Vancouver.
Well, that's a fact. That's a scientific fact.
This is true. Fact.
Okay, enough malarkey. This is The Hunter by the Albertans on the Student Special on 101.9.
CITR. We'll be right back.
your love. Come back. Cause I wanna love you. Girl, I wanna love you.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Death, she must have been your will. Up on beneath the reaper's veil. And with your voice my belly sunk. And I began to feel so drunk. Candle, candle on my clock. Oh Lord, I must have heard you knock me out of bed as the flames licked my head and my lungs filled up black in that tiny little shack. It was real and I repent all those messages you sent clear as day, but in the night, oh, I couldn't get it right. Here is a church, and here is a steeple. Open the doors, there are the people. And all their little hearts at ease for another week's disease. An eagle, eagle, towel and scream. I never once left in between. I was on the fence and I never wanted your 2 cents. Down my throat into the pit with my head upon the spit. Oh Reverend, please can I chew your ear? I've become what I most fear. And I know there's no such thing as ghosts, but I have seen the demon host.
Oh,
Hello, and you are back listening to the student special on CITR 101.9 FM. I am your last host of the day. You started off with Paulette, went through Ryan, and now you got me, Grace, in studio. So next up, we're going to hear a Strombolopoulos interview on the Terry Project, which is another student show from here at UBC. So it shouldn't take up quite the full hour. After that, you'll be listening to The Extra Environmentalist. I bid you adieu and wish you a very, very happy Wednesday afternoon. Enjoy.
Well, vibration is fine, but
is it a black
usually
grid?
We
yeah.
Black grid sometimes screws the mic up.
Oh, is it?
Really? Oh, you get the yeah, that thing.
But it's not wireless. It might be all right.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take a picture.
I can
take a picture.
Yeah.
Okay,
so well, it makes a noise though. Like every single time, right? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. As long as it's not like a noise like.
Ew. Or like little like flash.
You know what I mean? That's fine. But that'll even seem cool. Yeah.
Cool, so instead of doing like a sort of strategy, like, you know, this is George Trump, let's just, you know, go
whatever
to
whatever you like, man, it's your
this
show.
Is, this must be a pretty surreal experience for you coming back to a, you know, campus radio station. This is kind of where you started, isn't
it? Yeah, it's cool, yeah. I mean, I, you know, when I got into this business however many years ago, the idea was just to be an overnight radio guy. That's all I wanted to do out of this career. I didn't even know you could do that, but I accidentally, through my love of motorcycles, picked up a course calendar for Humber College to go and become a writer. And that was it. And when I was flipping through the pages, I saw radio broadcasting at Humber College, and so that's what I did. And so I remember the first day I walked into a studio, I thought, this feels home. This is where, it's still where I'm the most comfortable is in a radio studio, yeah. Easily.
So it must have been a really surprising rise for you to come to sort of CBC.
It's craziness. It's completely surreal. It's not even part of the, yeah, no. I'm not the kind of guy that has a plan to begin with anyway, and I don't know how this happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm often reminded from my friends from the old days just laugh at me. They go, what the hell? Because if there was somebody who was least likely to have a talk show on CBC, it's me.
Exactly.
And I know people say that, but it's like legitimately, if you ask anybody who knew me, it's like, this is not what's supposed to happen.
Sam and I preparing for the interview, just like, how did this happen? Like, how do you, like, CBC is this sort of this old, stodgy institution, or at least has this sort of reputation of being that. And, you know, you have Peter Mansbridge on CBC. Like, how do you see yourself as sort of a counterpoint to him?
No,
like,
not at all.
Where do you situate yourself in that broader picture?
If I can bask in just some of the glow that comes off Peter Mansbridge, I'm okay. You know the funny thing about Peter is, Peter's the reason why this show continues to exist at CBC. I didn't know him. I met him once when during the war, you know, when the attacks on Afghanistan started, and there was this concert called Music Without Borders at the Air Canada Centre in Toronto. A bunch of bands played. Peter introduced a band. I introduced a band. I was working at Much Music at the time, and I'd met him there. Being he was super Canadian too. He had like one of those light tan leather jackets, you know, the kind that have the fringes on it, like super like legitimate, authentic Canadian. And we had met a girl I was dating at the roughly around that time, was working at CBC, so he knew of me through her, but that was it. We didn't know each other. Yeah. And every now and then, after a Much News hit, I would get my voicemail in the office, and it would be a voicemail from Mansbridge. And it would just be like, hey, Strombo, it's Peter here. And he'd be like, saw what you were saying about Britney Spears. That's hilarious. Like, Peter's really cool. So when CBC was first approaching me about going to work there, I actually didn't even call them back. I didn't see myself working at CBC. I